Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be on about the shame monster, S-H-A-M-E, shame, the narcissist and shame, y'all. So many people keep asking me repeatedly, do narcissists feel emotions? Can narcissists feel emotions? Yes, y'all. Narcissists feel the full spectrum of emotions. Your basic run-of-the-mill, low-level, your run-of-the-mill narcissist feel emotions. But the biggest emotion narcissistic people feel is going to be shame. Ashamed. We're ashamed of doing things. Ashamed of getting caught. Ashamed, 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 ashamed. Ashamed of not being enough. Ashamed of trying to live our lives and not being, like, y'all. Shame leads to so much other stuff. It's absolutely insane how much shame impacts the life of a narcissist or a toxic person. So first off, when you're dealing with narcissists, understand this right here, y'all. You have to literally understand that when you're dealing with narcissistic people, like, they're going to do whatever it takes to avoid shame. That shame monster. I'm telling you, when I used to do things that would make me feel I knew I'd be ashamed of, and I get caught up in it, I can feel, yeah, it feels like something in the pit of my stomach. I know what everybody's gonna say, it's like, Lee, that sounds like everybody. It's just normal stuff. This is not just narcissism. But I can feel it building up in the pit of my stomach, and it's just like not just like this is not just in the pit of your stomach. You can feel it like leaking into your whole body. It's like literally, oh, here we go again, y'all. I don't even want to say this because I know this is going to lead to. But it feels literally like a, you know, like an entity, like that starts in your stomach and spreads to your legs, like an infection. Infection is better, not a spirit. Because I know if I say spirit, y'all be like, or entity, y'all be like, demon, Jezebel, yes, 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 both, all of those, all of the above. But we're not going to do that. But it starts in the pit of your stomach. When I do something I'm ashamed of, or I get caught up with something, it starts in the pit of your stomach and it reaches out to your legs, then it goes to your chest, then it goes to your arms and to your head and your neck and your eyes, and you can feel it. It's like an overbearing weight on you. And you want to do everything and anything possible to get rid of that shame weight. So you know what narcissists will do? They'll start yelling and screaming at you. They'll go away from you. They'll yell and scream at you. They'll get passive aggressive. They'll deflect the blame onto you. They'll do whatever it takes to avoid this feeling. Because y'all, shame, God, it hurts so damn bad. It really does. It sucks. It's like so, oh my goodness. It's almost damn near indescribable how much it sucks. And narcissists will do whatever it takes to avoid this feeling, y'all. Shame leads to rage, which leads to other things, which leads, you know, this is how the shame cycle works for a lot of narcissists. How it used to work for me, I feel ashamed of something. I get caught up doing something. Then guess what? Because I don't want to, I feel ashamed, I would get mad, yell and scream or whatever at my wife or kids or whoever's around me. You know what I mean? People at work, I get arguing at people at work, you know, yelling at coworkers and stuff like that. So whoever's around me in that moment got the results of that shame, right? So I'm screaming and yelling at people. But guess what happens after I finish screaming and yelling? If I'm screaming and yelling in front of other people, guess what else happens? I get ashamed that I got caught being out. I get caught out of character, and you know, I got caught doing something I normally wouldn't do in front of people. So guess what happens? More shame. Now I have more shame than what I had originally. You know what I mean? I had more shame than what I had originally. So guess what happens? I go home, and now that I have more shame from yelling at somebody at work, I go home, and guess who's at home? Wife, kids. Guess who's at home? Your husband, your kids. Guess who's at home? Your brothers, your sisters, your mom, your kids. Whoever's at home gets the additional part of that shame. Silent treatment. Whatever comes on, more rage, which leads to more shame. More silent treatment. When you realize you've been silent for a week, you're like, I ain't talked to my dang old wife in a damn week. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. I can't handle this. Guess what happens now? Because you were ashamed and you gave the person the silent treatment, now you have more shame. Yeah, it compounds. Shame is like, you know, it's like money. It's compound interest. It's a compounding emotion, because you don't do nothing. If you don't sit in it and deal with the cause of the shame, it just leads to more shame. You know what I mean? It leads you to taking actions that you will in the future be ashamed of. You just will. That's why a narcissist, you know, when they give you the silent treatment, they go on for a long time. Now his pride gets annoyed. Now here comes more pride. Like, I need to talk to her. Here comes more pride. No, she ain't talk to me either. Forget it. You know what I mean? So now pride comes in there. Pride comes before the fall. Pride comes before more shame. I'm just telling y'all, it sucks, but it really is a tough one. Now, it really is a tough thing to deal with. We deal with narcissists, like when you deal with a narcissist, anything, it's crazy about it, because anything can make them feel ashamed. You know what I mean? A little bit of criticism leads to a lot of shame for a narcissist or a toxic person. It is like absolutely insane, y'all. I'm just telling y'all this truthfully and being real with you, because that's how it is. That's exactly how it is, 100% how it is. Like, all this stuff leads to shame. It compounds up to shame, and then you regret you taking actions and things. Like, I'm just telling y'all, it is absolutely insane how my mind works. And I can understand it now. I'm looking back, you know, I've done it recently. I feel stuff I do, like, I made a response video to a woman on TikTok the other day, because she was getting my nerves. Like, she was literally just comparing me to Ted Bundy and just out of this world stuff, because she hasn't dealt with her trauma, and she's trying to take it out on me. So I made a response video to her, and, you know, people, I just like, look, I ain't say nothing bad about her. I just felt, you know, the shame came from, like, later on when people were commenting on her stuff, like, leave him alone. I'm like, dang, kind of sucks. But again, that's what she gets. I don't bother people. She could have just came and talked to me, but she didn't do that. She decided to make videos. But, like, some shame came for me afterwards. But I sat in that shame. I took the video down and I sat in the shame. Like, if I get loud with my wife or my kids, I sit in the shame and I apologize for taking it above and beyond where it needed to go. You know what I mean? I took it above and beyond where it needed to go and things like that. Hold on, y'all. Was your mama still here?
No.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she went to the
store. Okay, you sit up here with her dad for a few minutes, okay? I'm going to come upstairs. Grab your game and go sit upstairs with her dad, okay? All right, I'm going to be up in just a second. Just sit at the kitchen table with her, okay? Don't put those on just yet. So you got to be able to hear Adaya. All right. Sorry, y'all. All right. Thank you, y'all. But, yeah, I learned to sit in that shame, things like that. Because if I'm sitting in the shame, then I understand that, like, I understand right now that I can deal with the shame. I can deal with the regret from saying what I said. I can absolutely deal with it. But back in the day, I could not deal with it. You know what I mean? I couldn't deal with it at all. I would just try to get rid of it. I really, really would. You know, I really would try to get rid of it, try to run away from it, try to avoid it at all costs. You know, narcissists, the way they avoid shame, I can say, they'll rage out on you, they'll yell and scream at you, they'll deflect it back to you, they'll lie, they'll minimize, they'll deflect, they'll give you the silent treatment, they pretend and act like you don't exist, and or they'll use it as a reason to go out and cheat on you. You know, they'll use it, like, anything, like I said, anything you do that. Anything, any kind of negative emotion that you're trying to convey to a narcissist, like, you're not being negative about it, but you're conveying a negative emotion as a result of something that they did to you. They take that as criticism. So here comes more shame, y'all. It's just, shame sucks. It really, really does. And the only way to get past the shame and not to let it compound is to sit in it. And most narcissists will not sit in the shame. Because it sucks. I'm telling you, it feels like something is taking over your body that makes you feel worthless. You know, shame makes you feel worthless on the inside. And you know, a narcissist, we're already insecure. We already feel like we're not doing enough. We already feel like we're not enough already. So imagine feeling that now you feel worthless because of shame. Now you have an additional, you know, you have some additional things taking away your worth. Yeah, shame sucks. I'm not saying that you're doing this video for y'all to feel sorry for a narcissist. That is sitting in shame. Or running away from shame, just understand that, like, a lot of stuff that they went through in childhood that they might be ashamed of, that they couldn't protect themselves from. You know, I couldn't protect myself from this. I'm ashamed that I was so weak in my childhood that I let this trauma happen to me. That happens a lot. And now you go back as an adult trying to protect your inner child because your inner child couldn't protect themselves when they were a child. You know what I mean? So you're trying to make up for things that happened to you in your youth and things of that nature. So I tell this to people all the time. Like, it's just like, shame just leads to so much more stuff. And the shame, like I said, unless it's dealt with head on, you can't go away from shame. I think a lot of narcissists, they use time as an apology. They'll just be like, okay, here's some time. Enough time has went by. Things are cool now. No, things are not cool now. You know what I mean? But that's how we think. That's why T-I-M-E is not an apology, y'all. Time is not an apology. It just absolutely is not. You know what I mean? It absolutely is not an apology. So I tell people this all the time. You really, really can't. You know what I mean? There's nothing you can do for narcissistic people to give them less shame. You really can't, because anything that you say negative is going to come with shame. So just prepare for it. You know? And like I said, you think that they're mad. They're not mad. They're just ashamed. And their rage comes from shame. Like, if they've done something to you and you're trying to hold them accountable for it, here comes the rage shame. You know, they're just raging out on you to protect their inner core, to protect themselves, their inner child, and things like that. So shame, y'all, unless that person in your life learns how to deal with the shame and things like that, then this is your person. This is who you got to deal with. You know what I mean? I don't say that like being funny, but like literally this is who you got to deal with. You know what I mean? So anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I got to hop off of here. As y'all see, my kids upstairs. Thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcast, hit that 5 stars for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.